Okay, so Mayor Little, you can open the meeting.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to call this RPO meeting to order. Appreciate those that are on. Line. It is Thursday, April 1st. With that, Colorado, we'd like to now ask, so we need to postpone, put on hold the minutes, correct, Julie?
Yeah, the first agenda item is introductions. I don't know if everyone wanted to go around and introduce themselves for the meeting.
Okay. Now we got my up on my computer. I'm slowly getting it all set up, ready to go now.
All right. Let me put the here. Let me restart. I've just added the agenda again, so you have it in your chat, Mayor.
Okay. Okay, I've got them up here before me also. All right. Introduction. To start with, I guess, a new year, new people. Some of you got new, some have already been here before. I don't know how to go around with this. With this Zoom deal, I'm not sure how to, it's not like you can go left to right around the room, front row, back row.
You can start maybe with Morgan City, go to Morgan County, Weber County, UWRC.
All right. I'm Mayor Little of Morgan City. I'm here with us. Lance Prescott is here with us. Lance Prescott is our road supervisor. So Lance is with us, Morgan City. Morgan County, would you introduce those of you that are here from Morgan County?
Sure. I'm Blaine Fackrell. And it looks like we have Lance Evans that's here also from our county as the planning director, and James Ebert as our economic development.
Okay, thank you. Julie, from your end of things, introduce your folks, then we'll go to the state. UDOT.
Okay, great. I'm Julie Bjornstedt from Wasatch Front Regional Council. We have Miranda Jones-Cox, who's our government relations manager, and then Hugh Van Wagenen, our active transportation planner.
Okay, welcome. Chris, you want to introduce UDOT folks?
Yeah, Christopher Chestnut with UDOT. It looks like I am the only person here. I'm the region planning manager for UDOT.
We're lucky to have you though, right, Chris?
It's my pleasure to be here.
We're lucky to have you. You do a great job for us. Thank you, Chris. Okay, with those introductions.
Morgan, Weber County. There's Holland and
Weber
Brooke.
Excuse me, Brooke and Holland. Introduce yourselves, please.
Great. My name is Holland Wilbanks. I'm the Economic Development Director for Weber County, and Gage Farrar should be signing on any minute now. He's the commissioner for Weber County.
And Brooke?
Yeah, it's Brooke. Thanks for having me. I'm with Weber County's local transportation funds.
Okay. Appreciate you being here. That Kevin, Julie, that all
that's yep.
On. Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll wait on the minutes. Next item, opportunity for public comment. Julie, have you received any requests for public comment?
I have not.
Okay. You know, there's not any public join in, so I would presume at this point we don't have any public comment for this meeting. Legislative update. Julie, do you want to take that on and explain who's going to give that to us? Maybe Miranda or...
Yeah, so Miranda Jones-Cox is our new government relations manager at WFRC, and she's going to give us a legislative update, and I wanted her to be able to meet all of you and all of you to meet her as a great resource if you need anything in the policy field or anything else like that. She's our go-to person. So Miranda?
Awesome. Well, very nice to meet all of you. It'll be good to start getting to know faces and, you know, hopefully one day we'll be able to meet in person. But I'll just provide a quick recap on some major legislative changes or appropriations from this past legislative session. I won't take too long because I personally don't like reliving the legislative session if I don't have to, and I'm sure you guys are in the same boat. So we'll just get going. So first, one of the bills that we're going to talk about is House Bill 433. So hopefully you all are somewhat aware of 433. It's the major infrastructure funding bill that the legislature passed this year. And I kind of want to frame HB 433 in a certain way. So WFRC, along with some of our other partner agencies, UDOT, UTA, provided these joint principles for state infrastructure investment. So these principles were provided to the legislature and to the governor's office to help guide them in their decision-making for how they should be investing in infrastructure. So the first principle is one, they should be investing in infrastructure, that should be a major component of funding in the 2021 general session. The second is that they should be supporting multimodal transportation choices, so active transportation, transit, et cetera. Third, that they should be utilizing the professional planning and prioritization process. So the Department of Transportation's Transportation Commission prioritization process, as well as the MPO, planning process and the Unified Transportation Plan. And then lastly is that they should be making decisions in a fiscally prudent manner. So with those principles in mind, we'll kind of talk about what the bill does. So one, the bill authorized over $1.1 billion in Utah's infrastructure. They did, and we'll kind of get into the amounts and where and what that looks like, but what's important to note is that they did end up putting a lot of unprecedented funding towards transit and active transportation where they haven't done that in the past. Some of the projects, or most of the projects that were in the funding bill, were included in Utah's Unified Transportation Plan and or were included in the Transportation Commission's prioritized list. And then lastly, the bill does use a mix of one-time cash funding or general fund money, and then bonding authorization as well to bond against future transportation revenues. While we won't get into a lot of the details, one of the biggest kind of rocks in the transit piece of the bill, or just in the bill as a whole, was over $300 million going to double track strategic sections of Front Runner. They did put one-time money and cash towards this project. And you can see below a handful of other different projects that they, transit projects that they put money towards. Additionally, the bill also created what's called the Cottonwood Canyons Transportation Investment Fund, or the CCTIF. So we've got the Transportation Fund, the TIF, the Transit Transportation Investment Fund, or the TTIF, and then now the CCTIF. We're just getting a lot of TIFs these days. But so what this portion of the bill does is it basically pulls some incremental growth in state sales tax to go to the Cottonwood Canyons, towards the Cottonwood Canyons for the transportation solution that comes out of the planning process. So it'll earmark up to $20 million annually. And that it'll probably reach $20 million in around 2025. And that's when it will start putting the $20 million towards the CCTIF. There's also $35 million that went to active transportation, which was a major win for active transportation this year. One thing that I did want to note was that in the bill, it did reduce the local match requirement for active transportation projects from 40%, what it was, and then to 20%. where we'll be. And I think they mainly did that to allow, give cities and you know, communities the opportunity to engage in this process, be able to not have to put so much up for a match, so more communities can apply for the for these types of funds. There's also over $733 million going to roads. So I've kind of broke it out into two chunks here. So $28 million is going to a few specific projects that will be passed through directly to the communities. But then there's also $705 million that is to go to the specified projects below. So you can kind of see that list there. I don't believe there is any in Morgan County on this list. But the reason why they don't have specific amounts determined, how much is really needed and when. And that kind of gets me to my next point of the extended programming horizon. So the bill allows UDOT to program out from what they normally do. So they're a 4 to 6 year window. So it will allow UDOT to plan out to 2029. And this is important for a couple reasons, but one is because UDOT is getting a ton of money right now. They're getting this new money and bond authority, this new cash funding, whereas at the same time, they have a revenue stream coming into the TIF, and being able to plan out further in the future to 2029 allows them time to prioritize which projects are needed when and put the funding or bonding towards those projects when it is needed. Then we're going to touch really quick, and if you guys have any questions, feel free to drop something in the chat or just stop me as I'm going. Happy to answer any questions, but pending no questions, we'll move to HB 348, which is Economic Development Amendment. So in short, what this bill does is it renames the Governor's Office of Economic Development, or GOED, and it changes it to the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. And this is for the acronym doesn't really go as well with like G-O-E-O. So they've changed it to Go Utah is what they're going to start calling GOED moving forward. So just good to know for reference. But I think what's important here is this idea of like economic opportunity. And the reason why they've kind of changed that is to focus outside of, maybe the general view of economic development. And as we know, the governor's taken a big stance on rural economic development. So I think that kind of played into this economic opportunity. But the bill additionally establishes what's called the Unified Economic Opportunity Commission, or the UEOC, which will basically help integrate a holistic approach to economic development. So bringing in that local piece and that state piece for a unified vision for economic development. Below kind of shows some of their missions and duties associated with that. But what's really cool is the commission will actually have a wide and pretty broad membership. So you have the Department of Transportation on there, you have the Department of Agriculture, but you also have the locals. So specifically, the Utah Association of Counties will be representing rural interests on this commission, and the Utah League of Cities and Towns will be representing urban interests on this commission. And so anyways, I thought this one would be kind of just important for awareness to know that this commission will be coming forward, and it'll be important to see what how that goes. So a few noteworthy appropriations that I wanted to bring up, while there are many, one that I thought was, or a few that I thought were helpful, was the $10 million one time going to rural broadband and Wi-Fi. So that will be administered through the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. And then similarly, the $4.25 million for the Rural County Grant Program, to be used for business recruitment, workforce training and development, et cetera. That too will go through Go Utah. Sorry, that'll take a minute for me to get it as well. It's not Go Ed anymore. And then lastly, $67 million for state park infrastructure improvement. So sure, as you all are aware, Lost Creek State Park was also funded this last session, which is really exciting. The $67 million will go through DNR to be able to kind of address some of these, I don't know if they're necessary problems that we're having in our state parks, but just this last year, we've seen unprecedented amount of visitation to those parks, and they're continuing to be overburdened, and I think that $67 million will really be able to help help with that. And then lastly, this doesn't deal with legislative session, but our team wanted to make sure that you were aware of this. So in WFRC, we have our TLC program, or our Transportation Land Use Connection program, which provides technical planning assistance to local communities. And Morgan County recently, just in March, received an award for our TLC program for three different plans. So Mountain Green and Peterson small area plans, and then a market study plan. I'm sure James can probably speak a little bit more to this than I can. And if you do have any additional questions on this, Megan Townsend in our office, who oversees the TLC program, is happy to answer any questions that you have. But the award amount was for $121,000 to be matched with $9,000 of local funds. The Area 1 plan it includes the unincorporated area of Peterson and will help determine short and long-term impacts of pending development. And then we'll also provide a strategic map of development opportunities and planned growth areas. And then the Area 2 plan includes the unincorporated area of Mountain Green. It will identify opportunities to capture potential economic impact associated with leisure travel. So from Snow Basin to Park City, and it will also identify ways to manage traffic from surrounding resort areas. And lastly, there's a market study for the unincorporated area of West Morgan that will assist in county zoning, marketing, and infrastructure build out for different target markets. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have. And if not, just thanks for letting me join you guys today.
Any question they may have for Miranda? Okay. One thing I'd like to ask is the slide you just showed us, are they available? Could you send those out to us?
Yep, absolutely. I'll send them. Sorry, Commissioner, were you going to say something?
No, I just said I appreciate the patience. Good information to make sure everybody understands, especially with the recent legislative changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, Mayor, I'll be sure to send these slides over to Julie, and I'll make sure that you guys can get a copy of them. So,
I'd like to echo the commissioner's statement also. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting that together for us. Legislative session was a long, interesting one this year. And for you to sit through that and then produce this for us is commendable. So thank you, Miranda, for that, putting that out, and also for the connection of Wasatch Front Regional Council and their efforts to help us understand that.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now that Commissioner Ford's on, you want to go back to the minutes, Julie?
Yes. We'll go back. I apologize for being late.
You're fine.
I was meeting with Senator Lee, so sometimes it's hard to walk out on a senator.
We hope you got some things accomplished. Thank you for your efforts there. We'd like to go back, and if we can, do item number 2 on the agenda, which is approval of the October 2020 meeting minutes. On that, Julie, who is eligible to motion vote on that?
would be the two commissioners and you.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to that effect then.
This is Commissioner Fried, move to approve the minutes.
Okay. Commissioner Fackler, would you be interested in seconding that?
Sure, I'll second it. Even though I wasn't there.
Moving to second that we accept and approve the October 2020 meeting minutes. I appreciate Julie saying those out. Hopefully you had a chance to review those, look through those to see what we decided back then. All in favor, say aye. Commissioner Ford,
aye.
Blaine Fackrell?
Aye.
And myself, Mayor, aye. So Julie has three ayes to firmly pass those. Okay, next on your agenda is item number five, which is community active transportation discussion. We'll open that up to the group to talk about. Well, Julie, I'll let you lead the discussion, give us some direction on that as far as the direction you think we could go would be helpful.
Yeah, so this is a conversation that Hugh, our active transportation planner, and Commissioner Fackwell have been having. So I'm actually going to let Hugh or Fackwell lead this conversation.
Okay. Of course, our number one priority in our county is to get the interchange. And that's our number one priority. So any funds we can have go there, it'd be great. But the thing that Hugh and I have been talking about is an active transportation trail system throughout the whole county, in particular on all the state highways, and including the federal highway of somewhere around I-84. And one of the things that we've got in mind is having it connect to Weber County through Weber Canyon, somewhere in that area. And we would like to have some kind of a plan to come up with these different things. One of the major things that I'm trying to do is we would like to have the state highways widened enough that we can have more than a foot shoulder on each side. And so that way we can have a little bit less chance of walkers, people that want to walk on roads or walk on the area going on these roads, and also to have bikers be able to bike along these highways. And if we could do that, we would actually be able to connect all the way from Weber County in the upper Ogden Valley with Trapper's Loop, all the way down to Weber County on Weber Canyon side, all the way to Salt Lake County on the Highway 66 and 65 area. That's eventual, but each phase would be nice. And these are just things that we would like to see happen. And we've already put in a proposal for that. So that's what we would like. And that's one of the things we found with our Wasatch Choice Vision Plan that they're working on, is that people would like more trails in our county. Do you want to have anybody else want to add more to that, Hugh or Ray, Lance?
Yeah, Commissioner, I'll say a couple of words. Thank you for that. And thank you, Mayor Little, for the opportunity to talk to this. I do know that our staff, Julie and myself, have been in touch with previous officials who have been interested in doing some AT planning work in the area, and it hasn't really gotten off the ground. And so, you know, we're love to help push some things along and provide some resources to do that. And it's great to have Christopher here as well, of course, representing UDOT. As you mentioned, Commissioner, a lot of the roadway facilities that run through the area that are traveled by bikers and walkers, you know, there's just not a whole lot of room to operate there. So, you know, want to talk about ways to continue moving it forward. And I know, Commissioner, you'd had some folks looking at a plan, you know, and then we have certainly through, I want to speak for Christopher and UDOT, but, you know, we have these technical resources that Miranda mentioned right earlier with the TLC program that could aid in some of this plan development. However, you know, that there are cycles there, and we're another year out before anything could get awarded that way. So just want people to keep that in mind if you want to go through you know, the formal process of applying for those, planning technical funds. But yeah, love the general concept of how do we stitch some things together to get people moving safely through the area that the commissioner was speaking to.
So, Commissioner, this is Commissioner Frohr, or Mayor.
Okay.
From Weber County, we really like that approach, especially the connectivity. One question that I would ask is, you're probably aware, very much aware of the old Trapper's Loop Road. We, on the Weber County side, you know, where we know where that joins up with the Morgan County side, we've been able to make sure that that stayed open in the public domain. Wondering if Morgan's taking any steps to look at doing the same on the Morgan side. That would be, in my opinion, far cheaper than trying to add another active transportation trail along Trapper's Loop. Even though I agree the extra 2 feet of asphalt or whatever it would be is very much needed. We have had some community people in discussions with Snow Basin, that is, you know, Sinclair Oil Holdings property. They weren't entirely opposed to that idea. Just wondering if Morgan County is willing to look at that with more interest. If obviously it would take some work, but boy, that's a great, you know, I used to ride that years ago when it was totally open. It was actually open as a road. It'd be a great asset to have for active transportation if we could pull that off. Just wondering if you thought about that, if Morgan had any interest in pursuing that option.
I would be very interested in pursuing that option. And I was not aware of it. So I think it would be a very good thing to look at. Okay. Very good thing.
Well, if you're interested, sounds like you are. I know that Holland has pretty good connections with some of the Snow Basin people. We've had that discussion with some of our Trails Foundation people. Maybe we can arrange a conversation, just, you know, and that's all leased ground now. It would require some expense in terms of fences and gates. And but in my opinion, that's going to be far cheaper than trying to go along the highway, even though I support that as well.
Okay. I can agree with that. Let's talk. If you can give me your phone number, I can maybe give you a call.
Or send That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you that on the chat if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
On that.
I can just send him that contact information. I'll take care of that for you.
Could you, James? Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds like a topic of some interest. Anybody else that's on today has more information on the active transportation discussion you'd like to add? James, Lance, anybody else, or Christopher, anything else from your perspectives you'd like to add to this conversation about active transportation?
Well, I'd just like to jump in and remind everybody that we are in the middle of, pretty much in the middle of our general plan update, where we will look at land uses and the economic development and all these issues and tie all them in together with the transportation needs and the trails and all that kind of information. So we're working in that process to develop Morgan County's vision for that over the next 20 years. So hopefully that'll bring everything together and all these projects together in a cohesive plan that we can all implement and be consistent on. So just want to let you know that.
Can I ask Christopher a question?
Sure.
Christopher, when they put in the roads on Highway 66 and on Trapper's Loop, how come they did not put any kind of a shoulder on? Do you have any clue?
I don't have that information right off with me. I can definitely look into it and see.
Okay, because I mean, we used to have a little bit, and now they just put us a 1 foot. We seriously only have a 1 foot shoulder.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Highway.
Okay, I'll get back with you. I'll look into it.
All right.
Commissioner, I could probably answer that for you. I chaired IGG, which basically oversees UDOT back when most of those roads were funded. And the discussion with IGG encouraged Carlos and UDOT to add as much shoulder as he could. The numbers he came back with, and because he can't, or at least at that point in time, could not differentiate shoulder on one road, it turned out to be a substantial amount of money, millions of dollars in pavement. I think that since that time, they're starting to look a little more closely at the highways that have a higher need. I mean, obviously some roads need it and others don't. And I think that right now with UDOT, and I think Miranda brought up, UDOT's got a pretty good supply of money. And I know they just expanded over on Highway 158 by the dam. So I would say it's entirely possible now. And then I would be happy to lend our support from the county and our legislative input from this side. You know, obviously we'd have to probably get some direction from IGG that would direct UDOT, but that's entirely possible.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Chris, or anything else you'd like to add from your current knowledge?
No, just happy to help in whatever way we can to look at some of these active transportation ideas. I think it's something we're more and more moving to, so happy to.
I appreciate that. James, anything you'd like to add on this topic?
No, I think we have got a lot of planning to do, and I'm glad we're in the middle of the general plan update. I think one of the things would be valuable is to connect our active transportation groups together from Weber and Morgan, so we have a little more of that connectivity, especially when we're in the process of doing the small market studies and the general plan review.
Okay, thank you. If there's not anything else, we'll move to the next agenda item. That agenda will be item number 6, RPO next steps discussion. Julie, what direction did you perceive that need to go?
Yeah, so we spoke last time we met in October about where we kind of wanted the RPO to go. We decided in October that we were gonna not make any decisions in that meeting and come back in this meeting, do a legislative update and kind of finalize that conversation. And I know that there's been some offline conversations as well amongst the county and the cities and the counties in the city. And I think there was a consensus that maybe it would be the appropriate place here to kind of just finalize sort of what everyone was thinking about moving forward with the RPO. Are we changing the RPO in terms of membership? And so I just wanted to provide some time here to kind of finalize those conversations. So I don't know if Morgan County or Weber County or the city wants to lead out on that. But I would be happy to kind of say what I think the direction people are agreeing to is going, and then you guys can react to that. Or
yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, Julie. You put probably a lot more work than most of us, at least than I do, into this, but I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think my hope all along was to create an organization that was useful to its members. And I think over conversations from October and then over the last few months, there was a sort of, request that the membership kind of switch more to Morgan County so that Morgan County could use the RPO to a greater extent in their COG and making transportation decisions. And so I think that James, correct me if I'm wrong, has also, those conversations have also occurred offline.
Go ahead, James.
Sorry, I'm you're breaking up for me. I think we've had some general discussions about how we can be more focused in Morgan on our transportation needs. From a quick discussion with Commissioner Frohr, we still want to have some connectivity, and we can do that more of an offline or as an invitation into the RPO. There's a tremendous amount of work to do, and sometimes if you have you more than four or five different agenda items, you can't get into them as deep as you want to. So the general feel I got from the Morgan County Commission was, let's take some time, get our RPO up and running, have it a component, or kind of like a subcommittee for our COG, so we can get our areas of need addressed. Commissioner Fackrell, what are your thoughts? Is that close?
Being so new in this, I don't know all the ins and outs. And so for me, I mean, I talked to Jared this afternoon, and he would like us to be more of a county RPO, which is what I wouldn't mind, but I kind of enjoy being able to discuss this with everybody else and find out what we need and what everybody else can help with. I think Morgan County would be a great, have our own RPO and then go from there. But I'm just so new, I'm willing to take suggestions at this point.
Well, and from Weber County standpoint, we are more than happy. We love talking to our neighbors from Morgan. I live over in Ogden Valley, so we're kind of connected at the hip there. At the same time, we totally respect if, you want to take the RPO and deal with Morgan. And I had a conversation with James this week that I think we have some common interest in, as we just mentioned, Trapper's Loop, Snow Basin, the active transportation. I'm not sure we need an RPO to have those discussions. I think we could maybe have a quarterly meeting conversation just with this group or whoever's interested in active transportation. And what takes place is, as you well know, Snow Basin's moving out on potentially looking at some expansion, and we should have those conversations together. Because it will impact both counties. So I see that we have a common interest there, really at the junction of Snow Basin and Trapper's Loop. I'm not convinced we need an RPO to do that, but I would sure encourage and support the conversations. It's nice to have these conversations maybe on a quarterly basis or whatever's needed. So from a county, Weber County standpoint, we're going to leave that decision up to Morgan. We're happy to continue. We're happy just to step back and maybe have a more informal group. Okay. So, Commissioner, whatever, it's your call.
As far as I'm concerned, like I say, I don't mind working with neighbors and everything else and trying to figure out what we need to do. I'm not dead set on anything at this point. I've appreciated all the help we've gotten right now, especially with this connection between Ogden Valley and ourselves. I think it's a super idea. The only thing I don't want you to do, Commissioner Furr, is annex Mountain Green into your county.
Well, let me say, I don't think we have to worry about that too much. And that was actually pushed by one of your Mountain Green, by the way. even though he won't admit it now.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we never approached them. They approached us, but
yeah, I know they did.
That's not how it came out, I understand. But check with Sarah Swan. She can give you the inside story.
that's true. I understand that.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I'm happy where the border is now. How's that? But I would like to the old Trapper's Loop Road. I would like to make sure we can continue being friends with that.
I would agree 100% if we can do that.
Yeah. Julie, do you know if that old Trapper's Loop is on the plan? Is that something we probably should maybe look at getting on the plan?
Yeah, it is not because the Morgan side is now all privately owned, and there wasn't interest when we put that plan together from the council at the time to explore either purchasing that property or going under a development agreement or something with those private landowners. So if that has changed, then yeah, I think it would be a good thing to explore and kind of document.
I think it's a good conversation that we can have with the landowners. And I think we might be able to get something going.
Okay. So Mayor, welcome back.
Thank you.
Do you have any thoughts about the conversation we've been having where the RPO would switch to Morgan Focus and perhaps have a quarterly or biannual chat with Weber County?
I missed the conversation. Somebody and I got kicked out. I don't know what happened. I missed the conversation, but my thoughts, not hearing what was just discussed, is I think the Weber County, the commissioner, and Brooke and Holland, that group have been very, very helpful to have a part of this. And Christopher and your folks, Julie, have been very beneficial. The part I think that didn't work as well as start with is Morgan and Huntsville, those two entities combined together. That didn't seem to work as well as maybe it could have. But I think the Weber County perspective has been helpful for us through discussions. So possibly we can move to a quarterly basis with the Weber County and Morgan joined together and also with UDOT, with Chris and group. And maybe in the meantime, between now and next quarter, Morgan County can work on, along with the city, work on creating an RPO for Morgan County City. And on a quarterly basis, check in with UDOT, with Chris, with Weber County folks to coordinate efforts that way. Would be my thought, not hearing the rest of the discussion.
Yeah, that was basically the discussion. I would make the argument that UDOT we should probably keep them sort of at every meeting. So the way that would work would be one of the partners, whether that's Morgan County, Morgan City, or Weber County, needs to, in writing, say that they would like the interlocal agreement to be canceled or whatever. And then we can start talking about reformulating with another ILA or MOU between the county and the city in WPRC.
Julie, I can take that.
Okay.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, I like that idea, Julie, Mayor, okay. James, Commissioner.
Commissioner, from your perspective, is Weber County okay with that idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you probably missed it. That's exactly, we would like Morgan to obviously do what they need to do. And I do think, as I mentioned, that we have, certain joining interest in Snow Basin and Trapper's Loop, active transportation. And so if we got together on an informal basis, an MOU, and because really, to me, that's the focus of Weber County's interest. And I agree with you, Mayor, not so much Huntsville, but that's right. Weber County unincorporated. As Snow Basin develops, we want to make sure that both Morgan and Weber understand what we're both doing and the, possible outcomes there. So, but I don't think that we need a formal RPO to do that. I think we can do that as a working group or whatever, but I would like to make sure UDOT, Julie stays involved at the WFRC. So we're totally fine with that, Mayor.
Yeah, you're okay with Huntsville not being a part of it in the future.
Yeah, and I've had some conversations with Mayor Truitt and he feels the same way. I mean, if Huntsville ever annexed all that in, then that could change, but right now that's not the fact, yeah.
I appreciate that viewpoint. I very much think that, yes, we should communicate in some fashion over the Snow Basin situation and our connection over that road.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, we would love to do that and whatever the best possible path forward. I know James has some ideas there. James is well qualified to lead us in that direction.
Okay, good. And Christopher, I could have said, we need you. We would love to have you involved in both entities, both areas. So
absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Happy to help in whatever ways I can.
And Julie's direction was for us, I think, to rewrite that, maybe formally invite you to be part of that. I think I said, James, I think, offered to Julie to help us form that.
Yes, yep. I would I would like that, all of that.
Okay. So at this point, I don't think we need to set a future meeting. There needs to be some discussion after this as far as how to set that up and how to make that happen.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can do that outside of this meeting.
Anything else for this meeting? That was our last agenda item. Anybody else? Lance? Evan or Lance Prescott, anything you want to add before we adjourn?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Brooke, anything you'd like to add?
No, not at all, but thank you for having me. It's been a great experience. And if I end up not making it to the others, I have had a great opportunity learning from you all and appreciate being included. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your involvement. Holly, anything you'd like to add for you,
No, I don't have anything else except that on an economic development standpoint, I know that Cache County is interested in joining our regional Northern Utah Economic Alliance. And if that's something that Morgan County is interested in, you know, obviously we would love to have those conversations. It goes beyond infrastructure, but I think we've been very successful in the last year and a half as we partnered together with Davis County and seeing that as a regional effort to support economic development. Maybe that's something that you guys would start looking at in the future.
So if Commissioner Fackrell or James, you want to touch base with Holland offline to see if you want to join that group or not?
Yes, we'll talk to her. How's that sound?
Holland who?
you know Holland. Commissioner Farr or Chris, or anything else you've got?
Not for me. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time we spent. Apologize for being late.
No, you're fine. You're fine. No problem.
I have one question. I don't know if Christopher can answer it. What's the chances of our interchange?
Well, it's Julie smiles. So let me put it this way. It's on the plan. It's pretty far out. So really it's just the matter of the next steps. Okay. So it's not a high priority right now for UDOT.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Chris, Commissioner Fackrell is always trying to close a deal.
That's true.
Okay. There's nothing else with that. I'll declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.